It is the JR Sport Brief Show here on the Infinity Sports Network. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Much love and many thanks to everybody tuned in, locked in all over North America. Happy Monday. I hope you had a good one. I'll be hanging out with you for the next 4 hours. This is when the show gets started every weekday at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. Thank you so much to our producer holding it down in New York City, Ryan Botcher. Thank you to you again for listening. I hope you had a tremendous weekend. We got a lot to get into, things that took place over the weekend. Jerry Jones is ticking off everybody. Jerry Jones is ticking off Des Bryant. Nicki Minaj is mad at Des Bryant. Des Bryant is mad at Nicki Minaj. Michael Parsons is mad at the Cowboys. What a world that we live in. I'll give you an update on that in a few minutes. The New York Yankees suck. Yeah, I know a lot of people are happy about that. March Madness is sticking to 68 teams. De'Aaron Fox gets a new contract with the Spurs. Luka Doncic gets a new contract with the Los Angeles Lakers. The Browns, it looks like they got one quarterback who came back in Kenny Pickett. They got another quarterback who goes down in Dylan Gabriel. We got a lot to talk about, a lot to get into. The Hall of Fame over the weekend. Yes, I saw the clips. Did not watch the whole damn thing. And we got plenty to get into. We got some guests who are going to join us as well. Saad Youssef is going to join us to talk to Dallas Cowboys. He covers them for The Athletic. And then later on, we're going to talk some New York Yankees baseball. Why do the Yankees suck? Why can they not get around the base paths? We have no idea. Gabe LaCuse is going to join us later on in the show. If you want to be a part of the show, you can do that too. 888-710-4ISN is the number. That's 888-710-4ISN. If you have the internet, you have access to it, you be doing all types of things on the internet, good for you. None of my business. But you can find me at JR Sport Brief. Another day. Oh, my goodness. What type of news is this? Joel Embiid's knee is reportedly in bad shape. He's likely to miss the start of training camp. Some around the league believe the Sixers regret extending him, per Brett Siegel. Embiid has struggled getting back on the court this offseason, and there is a growing concern he'll not be ready for the start of camp. Common word associated with Embiid and his health this offseason is that things are bad. Oh, boy, here we go. I mean, is that really much of a surprise? Right? Is that Joel Embiid's knee is in bad shape? Is it ever going to be in any type of good shape?
No. Ever since last year, it's been falling apart. So are we really – this is like the most, I would say, expected news of the NBA season.
His body has been falling apart since he came out of Kansas. I mean, it's a modern miracle he was able to play, what, 68 games and win an MVP award? I mean, what are we doing here?
Yeah, on top of that, too, yeah. he's
fat.
Not even that.
Sorry.
It's just he. I don't even think he had the surgery the first time for the knee.
Oh, boy. No, he didn't. He tried to play. He played.
And then at the end of the season, he still didn't. He tried to rehab through that. So I don't know why he just didn't opt for the surgery.
He didn't want people on his ass. He wanted to be the tough guy. He didn't want to be the guy who quit on the team. He wanted to tough it out. This is the same dude who complained, I've done so much for the city. You know, he's like, I play with a broken nose. Okay, yes, you and a lot of other guys. Like, play with a bad knee, you and a lot of other guys. Nobody's disputing the fact that you've played through injury. Oh, my hand is broken. No, nobody's disputing that, man. The people dispute the fact that you just don't go into the season in shape. That's the problem. Damn. Go on that Luka Doncic diet. We're going to talk about Luka later on in the show. This man signs a new contract. LeBron James isn't there, but LeBron supports Luka. Oh, yeah, okay. What a world. What a gossipy world we live in. And I'm contributing. Congratulations to me. 888-710-4ISN. Abacher, how are you? Your knees are good? You don't got knees like Embiid, right?
No, knees are solid, and I'm doing above average.
Good. I'm happy to hear that. Jerry Jones is 83. We can assume his knees are not good. Jerry Jones is not doing sumo squats.
I think he's like the billion-dollar man or something like that. Like just all robot, all metal.
Possibly. Quite possibly. I know one thing that works on... I got to phrase this correctly before I get in trouble. He knows how to run his gums. He knows how to flap his gums. He knows how to... He knows how to talk. He doesn't know how to shut up, okay? And he knows how... Here's a better phrase. Because everything I just said could have gone very left. Jerry Jones knows how to put his foot in his mouth. Okay, we got the trade request last week from Michael Parsons. I don't want to be here. Get me the hell out of here. They don't respect me. And it's like, okay, fine. This is just another ploy by another athlete. I demand a trade, and then I get a new contract. Negotiating tactic. Ask Myles Garrett about it, okay? Terry McLaurin did it. Now, Brandon Ayuk, who tried it. Deebo Samuel has done it. It happens. It does. It does. And so Jerry Jones, we found out kind of what he said months ago was true. Like, he's not dealing with Michael Parsons' agent. He's not talking to the guy. Michael Parsons said as much. He tried to communicate and negotiate with me. And then Jerry Jones went left over the weekend. Jerry Jones is just like, well, I'm going to negotiate with an agent, because then when there's a problem, the agent is nowhere to be found. Come on. Well, the agent negotiates the deal and he takes his 3% and he leaves. Shut up, Jerry. Figure it out with your player. Okay? And it's still not fair for you not to negotiate with his agent. That's what the hell the guy's there for. Do it in good faith, you jackass. Come on. And so we go from that, and then he throws Des Bryant into the mix. He's like, I had a problem with Des Bryant, and I negotiated the contract with Jay-Z, and the minute that there was an issue, there was no Jay-Z. And then, come on. What the hell does that have to do with Michael Parsons, man? Just a couple of weeks ago, he's putting injuries. He gave him the wrong amount of injuries, missed games missed last year. Like, why you got to compare everybody to what's going on with Mike? It just doesn't make sense. Come on. Jerry Jones over the weekend, hilarious. He was asked, listen to the question, listen to his response. He was asked if the trade request surprised him.
Did the request take you by surprise?
Again, no, that's negotiation. I've heard that so many times in my 30 years in the NFL about not just players but agents. And, of course, we all understand contracts. We're under contract. That's what we're doing. We're looking at adjusting the contract, but we're under contract and we're in camp, and that's the way the rules are set up. But that is old stuff, 30 years of old stuff, some of these issues we're hearing about trading, hurt backs, all that kind of stuff.
What? What does 30 years have to do with Dak? Nothing. You want to hear old man ramble? Let's go. Let's do it. It's actually pretty hilarious. That was if the trade request surprised him. Michael Parsons asked to be traded. Well, Jerry, are you going to trade him?
Jerry, are you considering trading Michael Parsons?
Well, let's put it like this. Surely you guys have been around this stuff and know to recognize negotiation talk, that type of thing, and so that's where I put that.
So are you considering it?
I'm not. At this, the facts are that that's like anything else. I think the world of Micah, and that's just a part of negotiation.
Would you ever consider trading Micah?
Again, I don't really place that with any real seriousness. You know, Micah's got a bad back. That's like being traded.
Did the request take you by surprise?
Y'all weigh it the same.
Oh, he got a bad back because you ain't paying him. Come on, man. He got a bad back like Terry McLaurin. His leg still bothers him from last year. Come on, man. Michael Parsons, he ain't working out. He's hanging out at this point in time. And I don't think he's going to be traded. He got another year on his contract. The Dallas Cowboys can now start franchise tagging him past this season if they should choose. There's no easy path for Michael Parsons to leave unless the Dallas Cowboys are just going to be stupid, which they've already proven to be. They could have paid this man last year, had him extended, paid him less. He could have been sitting around at a contract paying him 30 to 33, 35, the same amount as Bosa, as opposed to the 40 mil that he will soon command. The Dallas Cowboys, well, you know, I was going to say Jerry Jones is just dumb, but he's dumb and dumber. If you combine both of those characters, he'd be both of them. Dumbest. He can't get his head out of his, anyway. Jerry Jones, thinking about all of this and what I said about not negotiating with his agent, Jerry Jones had a reason as to why he didn't talk to David Mulligetta.
Because the agent, when we have a problem within the team and a player, I don't ever find the agent. He's nowhere to be found. Okay? Jay-Z said that Michael would make all, not Michael, but that Dez would make all meetings. Jay-Z and I negotiated the contract. We spent hours negotiating the contract, Jay-Z. And he said, anybody in my organization is on time. I said, my office used to be on the street corner, and I've always been early. So they will be on time. I said, where did I sign? But I'm going to call you. Finally, he quit taking my call.
Well, Dez and Mike have different histories as far as...
Again, please, I'm just talking about the agent.
Yeah.
Don't take that to Micah and Dez. Just simply say that when the issues come up, the first one and the one that is there is us and the player. My experience hadn't been the agent is not the one that solves the problems you have when you're executing what you said you would do in the contract. So I like to deal directly with the player when it's of this nature.
Man, and Des Bryant is out here catching strays? Rock Nation put out a statement. Jay-Z's, former agency. Well, he owns Rock Nation, but he put out a message like, "Yeah, that's not true." And that was as simple as that. It was like five lines. It was like, "Oh, that's not true." Des Bryant is like, "Oh, if you gonna tell some things, tell the truth. Wait until one day I tell the truth." And then he got involved with Nicki Minaj. That's a completely separate conversation. I can't even talk about the things they were saying on the air because I wouldn't have a job. That's how bad it was. But why Jerry Jones would plug Des Bryant into the situation, I have no idea. What does Dave Mulligetta have to do with Jay-Z? The answer is nothing. What does Michael Parsons have to do with Des Bryant outside of they were both Dallas Cowboys? The answer is nothing. We are watching a delusional old man. Okay, I hate to say it, and he's been delusional since day one, and it's not like he's going to get any better as he gets older. It's pretty sad. It's pretty pathetic. If I'm a Dallas Cowboys fan, I'm just rolling my eyes every time this guy opens up his mouth. And so Michael Parsons is at camp, staring everybody in the face, looking everybody in the eye. His back hurts, so he's not practicing. He wants a new deal. And what do we get? We get Jerry Jones speaking. Great. You know, even a new head coach. Welcome to the zany, wacky world of the Dallas Cowboys. Brian Schottenheimer, the new coach, the new whipping boy of Jerry Jones, the poor guy. Bacha, where do you think Jerry Jones ties him up at night?
Oxnard. He's just there 24/7.
He's locked in an office, not in like Jerry's basement?
No. He's got to study film.
Okay. All right. Okay, I'm sure Jerry sends him McDonald's in the morning. Brian Schottenheimer is sick of this. He was asked about Michael Parsons earlier today. He was asked about the questions in the contract. He's like, man, I got 100 other guys here. Leave me alone.
So you're just going to keep asking those questions when I told you that I'm just going to keep saying I'm not talking about Micah's contract situation. Mike is a competitor, and I hope to see Mike out there soon. And when the business gets worked out, it gets worked out.
Oh, Brian Schottenheimer is not going to make it. I mean, he'll make it. He'll be fine. I'm not going to do anything to him, not me. By the time we get to the end of the season, the poor guy, his hair will be grayer, have no hair, get the Jeff Van Gundy effect, start bags coming out of his eyes, looking like Droopy the dog. it's going to get bad for Brian Schottenheimer. And of course, he was asked more questions about Mike. I'm sure he loved it. Like last week, when Michael put out his trade request and put out his four-page Aaliyah-style letter, Brian Schottenheimer was asked about all the players, a lot of them, supporting him on social media. You know, like CeeDee Lamb put out a whole tweet just like, yo, pay the guy. Why are we doing this crap? Why are we playing these games? Pay the guy. Other teammates, they put up profile images of Michael Parsons. Like, the team is not dumb. They're sick of Jerry Jones. This is what Brian Schottenheimer had to say.
I think it's good that our guys are loving and supporting one another. I mean, that's part of being a team. But again, I don't get caught up in all that stuff. I mean, again, we got, 91 guys here. And again, I just, you know, I get fueled off of the energy and stuff that I feel in the meetings and on the practice field. That's what fuels me.
Oh, that's what fuels him. All right. We'll see how fueled he is by the time Jerry Jones undermines him throughout the course of the season. We'll see how fueled he is if Dak Prescott has to exit a game with a leg injury. We'll see how fueled he is when we get to Thanksgiving and the Dallas Cowboys lose. I mean, we'll see how fueled he is at the end of the year when Jerry Jones is saying anybody could be the coach of the Dallas Cowboys. We'll see how he feels then. Good luck to Brian Schottenheimer. This guy is basically taking a check from Jerry Jones to be stepped on for the next several years. Good for Brian Schottenheimer. He's getting paid. Some people pay to get stepped on. Good for him. Congratulations. As the wheels turn. Look, Michael Parsons might end up like Emmitt Smith. Emmitt Smith, more than 30 years ago, he decided, well, he wanted a new contract. He sat out the first two games. The Dallas Cowboys lost said two games. You know who got a new contract? Emmitt Smith. Let Michael Parsons just, you know, be out. Let him be out with that bad back that Jerry says he has. Let's see how things work without that pass rush. Let's see if he gets a new deal. Let's see if he gets a new contract. It's coming. It's just a matter of when. God, I mean, if it doesn't happen soon, we're going to hear from Jerry Jones once a week. Stop talking to the media and go talk to his agent. Old and trifling. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. We'll talk Cowboys with Saad Youssef. He'll be here with us next hour from The Athletic. And we'll get into the Yankees, get into Lucas' contract. We got so much to do. When we come back on the other side of the break, we're going to talk James Cook, another guy who wants a contract. Except for he's at work. He's like, man, I ain't getting fined $50,000 a day. You must be out your mind. We'll talk about the latest because apparently he's at work, but he's now stopped working as well. We'll talk James Cook and the Buffalo Bills on the other side. Happy Monday. I'm back. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, the Infinity Sports Network.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network. Here's a phone number. You ready? 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. We heard from Jerry Jones before the break, all his comments over the weekend about Michael Parsons, his extension, and not speaking to the agent. He's bringing up Jay-Z and contract negotiations with Dez Bryant. What that has to do with Michael Parsons, no damn idea. The answer is nothing. But on a little quieter front, and shout outs to everybody listening in Western New York. I like Western New York. I like Buffalo. I like Rochester. I love it. Especially this time of year, I love it. Go to the brewery for me. Anyway, the Buffalo Bills got a little bit of an issue. James Cook has stopped practicing. He's been at training camp since it opened up. James Cook just coming off of an amazing season for the Buffalo Bills. We know the Buffalo Bills, they didn't go to the Super Bowl or anything like that. It didn't happen again. Patrick Mahomes whooped them. But anyway, not quite whooped them. Don't call me up, Buffalo people. You know what I mean. James Cook contributed 1,000 yards on the ground, 16 touchdowns, another 258 yards receiving, another two touchdowns. That's 18 total touchdowns for an entire season. That's That's a big deal. This guy's entering into the final season of his rookie contract, and like everybody else, he's coming off an amazing year. The chances of him going out there having another 18-touchdown season are probably not all that high. He's trying to cash in on what he did last year. He showed up to work. He didn't miss $500,000 like Trey Hendrickson or Terry McLaurin. James Cook showed up, didn't want to get fined, and then he stopped practicing yesterday. He didn't practice today. He didn't have on pads. They say he's wearing his workout clothes and walking around in a beanie, standing around on the field. They said he walked into a porta potty. He walked out the porta potty, walked back into the building. This is a guy who is staging a sit-in. He's at work, but he ain't doing nothing. You probably know somebody like that. Botcher, do you know anybody at work who shows up to work and doesn't do anything? Feel free to say a name.
Not here. I feel like everyone contributes.
Really?
Yeah. There's not a lot of us, so we have to contribute.
Wow. Okay. All right. I'm trying to think. Do I know any? I do work with people here, but I don't. Yeah. Well, shout outs to people listening right now. You know somebody at work. They get paid. They don't do nothing. That's what James Cook is doing right now. And when he was asked briefly by the media, why you ain't playing? Like, why you not practicing? His answer was business. Well, today, the general manager of the Buffalo Bills, Brandon Bean, he spoke to the media. He was on WGR up in Buffalo, and he had some answers. He wasn't happy with what took place, but he had some answers. Hey, Brandon. Did you know that he was going to stop practicing yesterday? Did you know this?
It's not something we were fully aware of until, you know, shortly before practice. And so, I get it. I understand it's the world we're in, I guess, of how players want to respond and things like that.
Okay, fine. It's the world that we live in. We all understand that. Buffalo Bills are trying to win the championship. Been saying that for years now. Buffalo Bills are trying to get past the Kansas City Chiefs. They don't need their quarterback to win MVP. They want to win a championship. Damn it, they want to get there. Is this not a distraction for a team that has a larger goal? What do you think, Brandon?
You're only distracted if you let it be a distraction, and I think Sean does a good job of keeping these guys dialed in and focused, and I know that'll be the message. And, you know, Josh, you know, has been here so long, knows how we do things.
Okay. He ain't going anywhere. He getting his money. He's not worried about that. James Cook wants his. The final year of his rookie deal, he's making a little more than $5 million. He reportedly wants to make the same $15 million that Derrick Henry is getting. Good luck with that. And there's only two guys making more than Derrick Henry. Christian McCaffrey at about $19 million per. And Saquon Barkley, he just got a big-time extension. Saquon is the highest-paid running back in the NFL. He's making $20 million a year on average. And so when you're James Cook and you're looking at the top of the totem pole, and you're like, oh, my God, Derek is getting 15, and McCaffrey's getting 19, and Saquon getting 20. I can't make that much, but give me what Derrick Henry getting. I don't think it's going to happen. I think we'd be hard-pressed to see this man, this running back out there making $15 million. Good luck. I mean, even at his age, I'm still taking Derrick Henry over James Cook. Come on, man. I get it. You got to strike while the iron is hot, but you also have to make a little bit of sense. I guess ask for more money and see what comes your way. Brandon Bean. He said, I tried to pay the guy. I'm trying.
We tried to get something done with Jimbo, and unfortunately, you know, it takes two, and both sides have to agree on what that number is, and obviously that hasn't gotten there. But I'm not sitting here saying you don't pay running backs. I think you just have to find what the sweet spot is.
Okay, you're not opposed to paying running backs. We know running backs, they're here today, they're going tomorrow. And Todd, great thing about recent running backs, Todd Gurley, Ezekiel Elliott. These guys were here, and then they just fell completely off. Brandon Bean continued. He's like, me, I'm not worried about it. Like, I will pay a running back. I'll pay one. I just said that. Did you hear me?
I don't think you can make, you know, just cold, hard decisions. Hey, I don't pay running backs, or I do pay running backs. I think every situation is its own. And so you're always trying with any deal, running back, receiver, linebacker, whatever it is, you're always trying to find what you think is the sweet spot.
Yeah. Man, I'd make this guy play on his $5 million. I mean, you're on your rookie contract. Why am I going to pay you more than I need to? I'm going to pay this guy $5 million. You're going to show up. And then I'm going to tender you a new contract for next season. As simple as that. Unless they think that, you know, the market all of a sudden is going to explode next year. Apparently, they do not. But $15 million a year? Jonathan Taylor's making 14. Alvin Kamara's making 12. Josh Jacobs is making 12. Bruh, you're probably closer to that. Don't. You can ask for what Derrick Henry got with an expectation it's going to come down low. Maybe they look at him and just go, forget that. You need to be at 10 mil like Joe Mixon. I'd be shocked if the Buffalo Bills give James Cook $15 million a year. I would not do it. He is a smaller running back. He's coming off of a career year. Of course he wants to get rich quick. I think the Buffalo Bills, Brandon Bean, he's smart enough not to do it. And distraction, who cares? He's going to be at work regardless this year. The Buffalo Bills are going to be good. And just like the Ravens, it's not what they do in the regular season. It's what they do in the postseason. Can you get past the Kansas City Chiefs? Will we actually see the Buffalo Bills led by Josh Allen in the Super Bowl? And time will tell. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network, 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. When we come back on the other side of the break, I want to talk to you not about running backs. I want to talk to you about the quarterbacks that, damn it, the Cleveland Browns got. Because Kenny Pickett just came back from a hammy. And now you got another quarterback dealing with an injury. You got Shador with a sore shoulder playing fourth string. And then Shador is like, yeah, my dad isn't coming to watch me practice. And he gives a reason why. It makes all the sense in the world. We're going to talk the Browns on the other side of the break. We're going to get into the Yankees and why they suck. We got a lot to do. But right now, it's time for a news flash. Here he is. It's Rich Ackerman.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It is the JR Sport Brief show on the Infinity Sports Network. I need you. Yeah, you listening. I need you to thank O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. Get guaranteed low prices and excellent customer service from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. You know, we talked about Micah Parsons wanting a new deal. We talked about James Cook of the Buffalo Bills. He stopped working yesterday, didn't work out today. He wants a new contract. And then meanwhile, if we go further west to Cleveland, what they got going in the water out there? Are these guys stretching before work? And so last week, Kenny Pickett goes down. He has a hamstring issue, and now he's back. Now, more recently, Dylan Gabriel. Yeah, the guy who was drafted in the third round before Shador Sanders. Dylan Gabriel is now down with a hamstring issue. Botch, are they not stretching out there? What are they doing, just going out there cold?
What's the temperature in Ohio at this point? Is it that
hot?
Cold?
It can't hot, right? I don't know. 80, 90?
Maybe it's too hot there? I don't know.
If it's hot, you think that you'd be warmed up.
Too warm.
Not too cramping. Warm. They drink these electrolytes or something. Have some salt. I don't know. Well, now Dylan Gabriel is gone. We got Shador Sanders, who's been dealing with a sore shoulder. Too many S's and H's. A sore shoulder. And like, why is his shoulder sore? He's like the fourth guy on a depth chart. He's throwing more footballs than he's ever thrown before. Okay, that makes sense, I guess. And so the Browns are just being the Browns. And Joe Flacco just standing around waiting for the season to start. They don't want that guy to get hurt. Kenny Pickett is back. Dylan Gabriel goes down. Shador Sanders can't even get a first team rep. He's saying Shador is out here throwing to the equipment manager. Shador actually spoke to the media today. And he was asked, well, why haven't you had your dad out here? He's like, I'm throwing to the ball boy. Like, why I want my dad watching that? Listen to Shador.
Yeah, I told him don't come.
And why did you say that?
Because, I mean, like, I look at it at my own point of view. Like, I don't want him coming to see me right now because I want to get to where I want to go then for him to see me. I don't want him to come and see me, you know, get a couple reps and, you know, he's cheering like a good dad. Like, nah, you can't be proud of me right now. I got to get to where I'm going, and I know it's a lot I got to do to get there. So it's kind of like I just want everything that I'm doing is just, like, focus on this time, and I don't want no distractions because we know how the media, we know how everybody will take it and take away from the team just from him being my own dad showing up. So, you know, it's a gift and a curse at the same time.
Oh, okay. All right. A gift and a curse. His dad, Bacha, wouldn't his dad be proud? Well, maybe. His dad is proud that he made it to the league. He hasn't played in a game yet, but his dad would be proud of him. That's what a father does.
I would say yes, but at the same time, this is Coach Prime, and there were talks about him being a top three pick.
Yeah, but as a dad, as I can speak as a, you're not a dad, are you, right? No.
No, good. Not at all.
Congratulations. I can speak as a dad. You want to be proud of any of your children's accomplishments. You want them to achieve their dreams and what they aspire to be. But he's proud of them. He is. Does he want more for him? Is he disappointed? Yeah, he is. Dion has made it very clear that that's the case. So, but I get it from Shador's perspective. Why do I want my dad to watch me be the, what do they call it when you go to a play? And there's the guy in the back, just in case the main guy gets sick. What do you call that?
Understudy. Yeah.
Yeah. Why you want to come watch me? You're not seeing me. You will see me after the show? Like, come on. Because I'm the understudy? If the guy loses his voice, I take over? Come on. I get it. Now, even though we know his dad has been dealing with his own health issues, Dion revealed almost exactly a week. Was it a week ago or 2 weeks at this point? Last week, right?
Had to be last Monday.
Damn, time flies. Yeah, Dion told everybody that he suffered from bladder cancer. He's now cured of it. God bless him. But Shador gave his comments on his dad's diagnosis. Listen to this.
Well, I'll say it's definitely stay focused mentally. Dad, he's one person that... he'll handle his. We handle what we got to do. So it was something that, you know, we really ain't need to have no formal conversation about because it was like, y'all need to focus on what y'all can focus on. Y'all can't, you know, sit here and feel sorry for me and then that's affecting y'all doing that. So we all knew because our family be talking in group chats and everything. So, but at the end of the day, y'all able to see and y'all able to understand, you know, everything. On the field, off the field, you know what I go through. So then, you know, you got to be some type of human at some point in the way how I'm doing everything and how I'm handling everything that's thrown at me. You know, you got no choice but to applaud at that.
Okay. Good for him. At least, not good for him. Good for his dad. I'm happy his dad is good. And maybe with Dylan Gabriel out, he'll get moved up the depth chart just a little bit. Dylan Gabriel goes down with a hamstring. And Kenny Pickett comes back. It was all good just a couple days ago. Dylan Gabriel was saying, man, I can't wait to play in a game. I can't wait to play in a game. And then his leg said, not so fast, buddy.
Yeah, I don't want to give you the cliche answer and say I'm extremely excited. But as you can imagine, it's my first time. So it'll be a lot of fun being able to, you know, get around a new team and compete against a new team. Different from college in that way, and excited for, you know, just another opportunity.
Yeah, he was too excited. Not happening. The Cleveland Browns take on the Carolina Panthers this Friday in their first preseason game. At least Kenny Pickett will be back. His hamstring is better. Hey, Kenny, how's that hammy doing? You good?
It's coming along. Just trying to take it a day at a time. You know, frustrated not being able to, you know, be out there competing, but I'm trying to do my best to listen to what the doctors and trainers are saying and trust everything in the process.
Okay. All right. But you going to start? You going to get these starts? You going to play against the Panthers? Are you starting? What about that, Kenny?
Yeah, 100% it is. I'm trying to get back out there, you know, as fast as possible. I've never had, you know, a soft tissue injury like this, so really a first-time experience in my career. I felt like I came in great shape, was hitting numbers speed-wise that I've never hit before, so it's frustrating that it happened, but, you know, turn the page and just trying to be, you know, as good as I can be when I do return.
Man, you turn them Jets on. You start using muscles that you've never used before. Your body goes, not so fast, buddy. Nope, no siree. This was hamstring. Stop. But now he's better. Dylan Gabriel, hamstring busted up. We don't know when he'll be back. And even Shador, I told you about his shoulder. He had to answer questions about that. Like, you finally getting a chance, and now your shoulder hurts? What's going on, man?
Yeah, in college. Yeah, in college it was often. It was just adjusting to starting and stopping, honestly, that's all it truly is you know, sometimes you're going hot, then you'll wait for a second, then you'll get cold, then get back hot, then get cold, and you know, my arm and body wasn't used to that, you know, so it's just an adjustment, like, within the body, you know, within my arm.
Okay, that's why his shoulder is sore. All right, who did those wacky exercises? Is it Botcher, who was doing a wacky arm exercise? Was it Jameis? Somebody was flinging their arms around. Do you know who I'm talking about? Well, they're making fun of him online.
I was thinking of Dak Prescott with the hips. So it might be right. Him too. Might be Jameis.
Yeah, probably.
It seems like a lot of quarterbacks, to be honest, they all do a crazy kind of warm up routine.
Yeah, I see Jaden Daniels. Does he have a basketball? Is he throwing a basketball before the games, right?
I think that was Stroud.
Stroud, yeah, I don't know. Like, what were you doing with a basketball before the game?
Then I think he said that it keeps him, like, loose in other muscle groups, I guess, that you wouldn't use using a football.
What? Is he passing the ball or shooting free throws to imaginary people? What was he doing?
Don't know. It's what goes on in the quarterback's mind is out of my realm of conceptual thought.
Understood. Oh, speaking of quarterbacks, I think Russell Wilson was at WrestleMania. He was at SummerSlam. He got booed. He got booed at by his own in his own stadium.
Not surprised. It's right by Philly-ish. So it's like you got the Eagles fans.
It's New York where he plays.
Yeah, but one, like, he stinks. That's one. Two, it's half Jets fans, half Eagles fans that probably drove down. So I wouldn't say it's all the Giants fans booing him.
Giants fans aren't booing Russell Wilson before the season starts.
A few of them might be, but not all of them.
I didn't know he was a wrestling fan. Good for him. I wish he'd go and wrestle. Who's somebody he could? Brock Lesnar. I see he's back. He should fight Brock Lesnar for real.
Yeah, and Russell Wilson be out for 12 to 16 months.
Damn. You know, now that I think about it, from a physical standpoint, of course, Russell Wilson is built like a truck. But what is he, 5'11", 5'10"? He's not 6 feet. About 5'10", 5'11". How big is Brock Lesnar? 6'4", 5? Something like that?
He's got to be at least over 6 foot. Got to be close to like 280, I would say 280-ish.
Oh, yeah, that guy is built like, now, Russell Wilson might be built like a short tank or truck. Brock Lesnar is built like, I don't even know what. He's built like a superhero. How big is this guy? I'd pay to see that. Russell Wilson getting his ass whooped by Brock Lesnar.
He's 6'3", 287.
6'3", 287? How? Golly, damn. Ugh.
It's the roids.
Is he on roids?
He got caught back in the day.
Damn. I don't think you think he's still on steroids today?
I wouldn't be surprised.
Oh, man. I don't know, man. And he's older now, too. He's still big like a truck. I saw Tyrese Halliburton at SummerSlam as well. He should have got his ass whooped, but he can't. He blew out his Achilles. No wrestling for him. Anyway, last time he was ready, I think Jalen Brunson tried to beat him up. So we'll see. Yeah, WWE is fun. They need to put some real guys. Put Russell Wilson out there to get beat up. That'd be nice. Anyway, good luck to the Browns and their 50 million quarterbacks. You got that many quarterbacks, you are bound to just go out there and be a loser. Matter of fact, Kevin Stefanski, he was asked about his 50 million quarterbacks and how they're going to play, and this is what he said.
Yeah, I'd say working through it, we'll hold some guys out of the game, but we're looking forward to the game. Yeah, that's a fun part for our players to get down there and compete against the Panthers on Wednesday, compete against them Friday night, but we will hold some guys out.
Poor Kevin Stefanski. Yeah, good coach. They just threw crap on his table and said, hey, man, can you fix this up for us? It's like, what am I going to do with this? I don't know. You figure it out. We're paying you a lot of money. Good luck to the Browns. Matter of fact, good luck to their fans. It's going to be a very interesting year. It's like a different quarterback every week, just about. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. Unlike the Browns, I'm not going anywhere. We're not switching anything up. When we come back, the Browns are in for an interesting season. We're going to talk about the Yankees because they are in for an interesting rest of their season. It's not looking good for the Bronx Bombers. The Yankees suck. Rejoice. The JR Sport Brief Show, the Infinity Sports Network.